Friday. Today is September the 6th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take a look out in the backyard and garden and talk about wheel bugs, something that maybe you aren't commonly used to seeing, but they are a beneficial. We're going to talk about why you want to preserve them, but also why you don't want to touch them. We'll be back with the details of that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Friday morning as we look in the backyard and garden and talk about some beneficial insects, those that we like to see because they're predators of several other types of insects that are maybe more of the pests that get into our landscape. The first one you want to keep your eye out for are adult wheel bugs. Now, if you're working along the branches of landscape trees and shrubs, you may find these. They're highly beneficial. They actually have the same piercing, sucking mouth parts that we talk about with other insects that feed on plants, but these are used. They inject them into other insects, caterpillars, sawfly larvae, for example, and actually feed on the insect rather than feeding on the plant. Now, you do need to pay attention if you're working with those landscape plants because they can accidentally bite you as well. It's not going to cause any real harm other than it's just going to sting a little bit. This time of year, when the adult mealbugs roam through the landscapes, they're in search of other insects. The immatures or the nymphs have been with us for some time in those trees and shrubs, and they're on the prowl for soft-bodied insects. Wheelbug adults are big. They'll measure about an inch and a quarter long, and their color ranges from a blackish gray to a bluish gray to even a grayish brown. The, quote, wheel in the bug's common name only appears on the adults and refers to more of a perpendicular feature that rises on the top of the adult bug's back wings and sort of looks like a half cogwheel, if you will. Wheel bug nymphs look nothing like the adults, actually. They'll hold their curved abdomens upright as they go around long, spindly, spider-like legs. The nymphs are commonly actually mistaken for spiders. We don't often see big adults lumbering around in groups. However, it is common to see the nymphs patrolling on the same branch of a tree or a shrub. Insects that belong to this family are known as assassin bugs. The families include over 190 species here in North America, and almost all the so-called ambush predators, meaning they'll sneak up on their prey. The common name for the family describes how these stealthy hunters make a living, and wheel bugs serve as the ideal poster child for assassin bugs. Wheel bugs and other family members sport three obvious features that support this predatory type lifestyle. They have large bulbous eyes, which they can see with. Their raptor front legs are designed for grabbing and holding their prey. And then we mentioned before those piercing, sucking mouth parts that are able to get in and break through the shells, and especially if it's the soft-bodied ones. Caterpillars and sawfly larvae all are their favorite food, but they'll feed on just about any arthropod they can catch. Now, all members of the assassin bug family are capable of delivering a painful bite, like we mentioned. So again, you want to watch where you're working and keep your hands back. They say that it feels about like a strong hornet sting, so nothing you really want to mess with. Now, unfortunately, wheel bugs may be misidentified as kissing bugs. They can create some concern because kissing bugs elsewhere in the world will vector different parasites and pathogens. Adding confusion, Ohio is home to native kissing bugs, but upon closer inspection, the wheel bugs do look quite a bit different and are much larger. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions from backyard insects to backyard barbecues as football season's with us and a lot of tailgating going on. But with that, sometimes we can run into issues with food poisoning coming from some of those parties. USDA's Gary Crawford has some tips of things you can avoid.
It's fall, and one thing that season brings is, yes, football and some terrific tailgate parties. Some folks never make it in to see the game at all.
Sometimes the parking lot party is the party. It can be better than the event, yeah.
Yet it can be more dangerous, too, than the event. This from Meredith Carruthers, food safety expert with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Meat and Poultry Hotline, the number of which we'll give you shortly. And she knows a lot about her subject, don't you, right?
Yeah, I have a good amount of experience with tailgating.
No, I meant knowing about people sometimes getting seriously ill from food poisoning at tailgate parties. She says it all boils down to partiers not handling perishable foods like raw meat and poultry in a safe way that keeps any bacteria on or in that food from multiplying to dangerous levels. She says if you are a tailgater, cold is your friend. She says chances are there could be bacteria on or in ground beef patties, for example, or chicken wings, any perishable food. But she says when the food is kept below 40 degrees, what bacteria there is in there is sleeping and dormant, not multiplying. So Meredith says we need to make sure that we have enough ice, enough coolers to keep raw meat and poultry and other perishable foods down below 40 degrees the whole time, from driving to the party, setting up everything, to cooking that food.
If that food gets brought above that temperature of 40 degrees Fahrenheit and it sits there for a long time, you're giving that bacteria an opportunity to multiply, to reach potentially dangerous levels where they can produce heat-resistant toxins that won't be killed by cooking later on. And that's a really big risk, and you can't make your food safe after that happens.
Also, Meredith says it's a good idea when we're packing up the raw meat and poultry to take it to the parking lot to put as much space as possible between the food that's going to be cooked and the other foods like salad that will be eaten raw. And we need to maintain that separation during the party.
Keeping it totally separate from anything else that's cooked or ready to eat already. So take it onto a separate table, get it on a separate plate. That'll help keep it away from those other foods.
Because just a few drops of meat juice on those ready-to-eat foods could be enough to put bacteria onto those foods and cause a problem. Next time, Tailgate Part 2. Meredith will talk about safely cooking foods, how to handle them after cooking. If you have questions about any food safety subject, you can call the Meat and Poultry Hotline. Here's the number, 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. If you call weekdays between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Time, you get to talk to a live food safety expert. Also, you can do live chat with an expert online. Ask.usda.gov. That's ask.usda.gov. And have a great, safe tailgate party. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary, and a reminder that the USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline number is 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. That's 1-888-674-6854. And you can chat live with them at ask.usda.gov online from 10 to 6 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.